Guys, what is the crack? It's good to see you. It's fantastic to see you on. Things are going to get worse, and I want you to be prepared. Guys, welcome to Bitcoin Matheny. If you aren't subscribed or you don't follow the page, hit the subscribe button. Stay in tune. Understand what's going on. Understand what's going on that the talking heads aren't telling you about. Because remember, we told you about inflation in 2020. We showed you how to prepare for it. We told you that the elderly were going to have to sell their homes because they wouldn't be able to afford to heat them. We said that in 2020. Unfortunately, all that stuff's happening now. It doesn't give me satisfaction to say I'm right. It's just that I'm privy to information that most people aren't absorbing or aren't getting through mainstream channels. That's why it's important to expand the media that you're consuming. So, unfortunately, things are going to get worse, and that's what I'm going to talk about for a second. Just for the disclaimers, I'll say nothing that you hear out of my gob. Don't take it as financial advice. Now we've got a situation. Sit down. Dog out there. Hold on, he'll be gone in a sec. Don't take anything you hear here as financial advice, or I will set the dogs on you. Molly, you're going to get them. Alright, and just beware of scammers, and never respond to any messages that you might get from me offering you great opportunities, mining or trading or whatever. It's not me. I don't have time to be messaging you. Never send Bitcoin or Euros to anyone you meet on the internet. Rule of thumb, but it happens every day. Unfortunately, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of Euros are lost every single week because I get the sob stories, I get the messages, I get the phone calls to say, Dini, can we undo this? So please warn your parents and people who are susceptible to thinking that you can get rich quick or who don't understand the technology, because we have to protect people. So things are going to, unfortunately, get worse. How do I know that? You don't need to be a genius to work this out. This morning, I just finished a podcast with Jason Dean. Now, Jason Dean is a macro analyst. He's one of the talking heads that you'll see in the news, but he's a Bitcoiner, so he really knows what's going on. And I asked Jason about the macro outlook. Yeah, it's not good, which is something I knew myself, but when you spell it all out and you explain really clearly why. So for me, I'll give you the dinny how I think. I'm a first principles thinker. I'm a really simple person. I'm not a mega brain. Okay, leave that to the smart people. I'm just a pleb. Okay, I'm like, well, if you close the world for nearly 2 years, you obliterate industries, you obliterate supply chains, and you devalue the currency by 40%. You don't need to be a genius to realise that the preceding years, there might be some volatility. You know, there might be a little bit of kickback in that. And that's why my thesis was massive recession. Ever since 2020, I've been saying recession, recession, recession. I don't know when, but guys, once they turn off that mini money printer, recession's coming. Now we're seeing it, we're experiencing it, we're living through it. Okay? And again, you just extrapolate your own personal finances. You don't have as much savings anymore. Everything you want to do and spend your money on is more expensive. You have less money. You can't buy as much stuff. All the businesses that you used to buy stuff off are now suffering. And then there's a knock-on effect right through the whole chain, right through the whole economy, that ripple effect. So things aren't going to get better, okay? Economically, things are only going to get more difficult, guys, over the next 2 years. It's going to be tough. Now, there's ways you can protect yourself. First, I'm going to give you the positivity, okay? Because I started my business, I first became a serious entrepreneur in our last recession, 2009. And I've amazing memories from the last recession. And I'm looking forward to this recession. Like, I really am. Because in recession, what happens is loads of people are unemployed. You know, you get to enjoy life. There's loads of people around. There's people to hang around with. Like, I'm fortunate enough, I don't really have to work. But there's no one around. Everyone, all my friends are in work. There's nothing really to do. I go walking with the dogs in the day and whatever. But, like, it's like there's no one to play with. You know, if you're a kid and everyone's in doing their homework and you're out playing, well, you might as well go in and do your homework because everyone else being made do it. There's no one out to play. So in the recession, in the last recession, all I remember is all my buddies were around. We'd be hanging out during the day, just doing nothing. Just chilling out and enjoying it. And we had no money and we had no worries because we had no money. So part of me is like, might be a bit of fun this recession. You got to look at the bright side of it. But it's unfortunately, it's inevitability. The ways you can protect yourself, okay? In Retire Early Club, we teach four golden rules. And these are how you generate wealth and retire early, but it's also how you survive a recession. Okay? And my very first golden rule is to live below your means. And if ever that's important, well, if you're living at your means or you're already living above your means, that you've a load of leverage and debt, and the chances are you do, because our society teaches us to go into debt. Taking on debt is just a normal thing. You're not normal if you don't got a mortgage, baby. You know, everyone has to do it. So everyone's encouraged to live above their means. But this is a big problem because this traps you into the system. So really now, it's a time to create a cash flow statement, and find out what you're spending your money on and start trying to live below your means. Okay? This recession that's we're going into, it's not going to affect me because I've lived below my means and I have a security bucket that I can get through whatever amount of years of doing nothing. Okay? And that gives me amazing peace of mind. Okay? And I didn't know this years ago, but I know it now and it's fortunate for me. And I'm not saying, haha, you didn't prepare. You're in trouble. You can change, once you get information, you can change now, today, and then your life looks better going forward. Okay? So living below your means is the one key to retiring early, to not have to work till you die, and to surviving recessions. Okay? Live below your means. And you can always live below your means more. Some people think they're living below their means. And I used to think, my example, I'll jokingly say, maybe, is my house too big? Maybe I have too much house. Maybe I have too much car. Are my runners too white? I'll show you my runners. They're not too white. Look. Okay. So that's how you'll know if you're living above your means. You have very white runners, a very big house and a very nice car. Now, if you're in a financial position that you can afford all that stuff, okay, and you haven't got there through leverage, through taking on debt and living above your means, well, happy days. You've earned it. Okay. But if you haven't and you've had to use leverage and debt to achieve that stuff, you're living above your means. Okay. And it's going to hurt you. A recession is really going to hurt you. It can set you back. It can mean you're going to have to go deeper in debt, and it's a really poor place to be. So how I solved that was, I lived in a caravan. I didn't have a car. I drove a camper van because that was the cheapest automobile I could get insured on, and I ran my business from a camper van, which was illegal because I was carrying kettlebells in it, and technically I don't know if I would have been insured, but I had nothing to lose. Okay, I was in a caravan. I had no money. I could take risk. And I didn't buy clothes because friends of mine bought clothes. So why would I buy them when they buy them and they live above their means? So they throw them out when they're still nice and white and I just gift them, clean them, and I get free clothes. Okay, so there's always ways to try and reduce our spending and live below our means. And the next thing that we need to do is, once we're living below our means, guys, if you like the dinny ramblings and the crack, do me a favour, just hit the like button, try and get this message out to more and more people, because people don't understand inflation. Okay? People don't understand what a recession is or what causes it. People don't understand what causes inflation. They think it's just this mystical thing that just comes out of nowhere. Inflation doesn't. Inflation, where inflation comes from is, guess where? Living above our means. When our government lives above its means, which they must, they have to. Okay, they always do live above their means. And that's where we get this boogeyman of inflation, because they live above their means. They can't afford to do what they need to do with the money they have. So what do? They borrow. They take out debt. What does that do? It increases the money supply. What's that do to the money you have in your bank account? It makes it have less purchasing power. It means it doesn't buy the same amount of stuff. It means all the goods and services have to get repriced from all the free money that the government created from living above their means. So you see the whole case in point, to go back to first principles, thinking, protect yourself, governments, countries, people, individuals, whatever. Live below your means. The beauty of this is, the simple life is the great life. So I'm in what's called, this is the recession vehicle I'm in. You know the way normally I come live from the, I come live from my fancy flashy car. Okay? That was in the bull market. Now we're coming live from the dogmobile. The car that, this is the vehicle that we use to bring the dogs for a walk, okay? Not flashy, full of dog hairs, filthy dirty. But this is where we're going to be broadcasting now, because we are in recession. Okay. One of the things I will say on a little tangent is that if it's all doom and gloom and this is your first time getting exposed and you think I'm a mad idiot and you've never heard of Bitcoin, you just focus on the price volatility, because price volatility is harsh. Okay. But try and not focus on the price of Bitcoin. Focus on the adoption. Okay, and that means Bitcoin is hope. Because once you understand Bitcoin, you go, oh my God, excuse me, there's a world of living above our means and Bitcoin is this unique asset that's different than anything humanity has ever had access to or experienced. And I can spend my time learning about it and thinking about it. That's exciting. That makes you feel good immediately. Okay? And I'll go back to when I lived in a caravan and had no money and things were bleak. Well, I got exposed to finance and learning about finance. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and books on how to become a millionaire. And although I was poor and I had no money and I lived in a caravan, and this time of year it was freezing. And in the summer, it was roasting. Caravans are always the wrong temperature. Okay? You get about a month when they're just right. But other than that, you're always too cold or too hot. But once I learned about money and creating money, and I realized, okay, the only difference between me being poor and me being rich is this information. I'm putting this information into my mind. I'm going to action this information. And in my future, I see myself as not living in a caravan. And lo and behold, that happened. So immediately, when I was back in that caravan and freezing cold at this time of year, I felt so good because I was just immersed into learning. I was passionate about learning and understanding compound interest and understanding how to build business and work on myself and all the stuff. The same is true today. Use the recession. Use the time. If you're laid off, if you don't have work, if you don't have a job, use the time to work at yourself. Use the time to enjoy your life. Here's a tip. The only reason that we want all the work and we want all the money is so that we can have all the time. Okay? The recession might just give you the time. You might have the money, but you have the time. And ultimately, that's what we want, isn't it? Which is really unique. I suppose I'm drawn on experiences from the trip I had out in the camper van for nearly 2 months. And I met some amazing people who weren't financially motivated whatsoever, but they had so much time in their life. And a good friend of mine, we had a conversation, and he's a highly qualified guy. He could get possibly a six-figure salary, and he's always been offered work and jobs, and instead chooses to go away and live 3 months out of a small little camper van. And the rationale was really unique, because I was like, well, why don't you take up the job, like, and, you know, bank a half million there in a couple of years of work? He's like, but why would I do that? Because at the moment, I go away for 3 months. If I was to take the job, I'd have much more money, but I could only go away for 2 weeks. I'd rather have less money and more time than than more money and less time. If I've said that correctly. Less money and more time than more money and less time. Correct, yeah. And it's a really cool rationale. So in that sense, I'm excited about the recession. Obviously, I don't want to see people go through financial hardship, but I think it's a catalyst, and it's going to be something that hopefully people choose to start learning about Bitcoin and understand this unique financial system that's being built, and understand that's fully voluntary and they can opt into it, and that one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin. It's this unique financial asset, okay, that nobody can take from you. Doesn't matter. No Bitcoiner can live above his means and make your Bitcoin be worth less, all right? And that's how our traditional money system works, unfortunately, that regardless of how hard I work, no matter how many businesses I build, okay, it's not in my control what the future value in euro of that business is going to be. It's out of my control. And I have to keep working harder for the same thing, and harder and harder and harder. Okay? And this is why the fiat system can't continue, because our debt levels are so big, it's impossible to even service the debt. Okay? And this is why the only option is to inflate the currency, which is like a stealth tax. Most people don't understand what inflation is, but it's like a stealth tax. There's two ways to fix the problem. One, tell everyone, guys, we need to tax you all 110% or 99%. And it'd be absolute uproar. No one would be happy with that, and no politician would get elected with that strategy. Okay? Or the way that we've always tackled the problem is when our government lives above its means, which they always do, because of no accountability, because it's only such a short time preference, you know, short term, in that you work your job, so that the accountability isn't there, so you live above your means, you'll kick the can down the road. And the way we always solve the problem, it's not a politician's fault, it's no individual's fault, it's just systemic fault from our fiat monetary system, the base layer of money, okay, is that we'll always choose to borrow, we'll always choose to live above our means, we'll always choose to inflate the currency. And that's happened since the beginning of money. If you go and study the history of money, go and check out, where's a good one to start, Mike Malone's Hidden Secrets of Money. You know, the Romans clipped the coins. That's how they inflated the currency. So we've always had these little gymnastics and this silent tax on the plebs so they wouldn't notice it. And once you understand that, you realise that rather than saving in something that's in the hands of that system, you can exit and you can be in this beautiful other system that's just based on maths and physics, and no humans are in control of it, and every human needs it. And by God, you're after spending a bit of time and figuring it out. And over the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, chances are the rest of the world figures this out. And you're this genius. You're this person who got lucky in the future. And you felt so good because you didn't have all the worries that the normal people have. I don't know how you'd run a traditional business now with overheads and costs. And that's why I got out of traditional business, because I was just like, I'm on the run, stand still. Where does this stop? Like, what is the point in me doing this? I'm doing this for freedom and it's not giving me freedom. So roll on, recession. Hopefully we're all around to have the crack. I'll be down in Rush Beach here going for walks. Come on down and join me. We'll go out there for an LC swim then. But ultimately, guys, use this time to be positive. Try and live below your means. It's the only key. It's so difficult to do. Not even our government is able to do it, okay? It's a systemic fault. But those who do live below their means, you give yourself a unique opportunity to level up. Yes, you've got to live below your means for a couple of years while your peers around you are having all the nice things and the nice experiences and you're missing out on them. But this is what it's all about. It's about deferring gratification for a better future. And if you want a better future, live below your means. Accumulate assets, use the power of compounding, and pay yourself first. These are our golden rules. These are what we use. These are what we teach in Retire Early Club. If you ever want to learn them, well, use the recession to learn how to retire early. Guys, hope you have a super day. I'm looking forward to bringing you Jason's podcast. It's amazing. It'll be out later this week. If you're not on the Bitcoin with any YouTube channel or Spotify, jump on, give it a like, give it a subscribe. We've got amazing guests on and amazing people lined up to educate you, because knowledge is power. Okay, the more you know, the more you can protect yourself, the more you can use this information to generate wealth, so you can generate the freedom that you want and deserve for you and your family. Guys, have a super awesome day. Thanks for being here. Dinny out. We got signal. Hold on, a bit of wind there. We'll walk back. Guys, what's the crack? Happy New Year to you. I accidentally locked myself out of my Facebook account for a little over a week, so I haven't had a chance to come on and say Happy New Year. What is the crack? Just here in a Monkey Lane, out with dogs, out for a big hike. And I said, when I found somewhere that had a little bit of shelter, I'll just squat down here, I'd jump on and say hello to the community. Now, this is going to be a really good year for you guys, okay? This is going to be a really, really, really good year for you if you're watching this, okay? And I'm excited for you. Now, unfortunately, it's not going to be a great year for me, but it's going to be a good year for you. So, I'll give you a little bit of context to that statement. By the way, guys, if you're on here, it's good to see you. Do us a favor, help the Facebook algorithm, help the Facebook overlords, help the YouTube overlords. Just hit the like button, and I'd appreciate that. I call it your daily exercise if you're new here, okay? I go on my daily exercise, I go on hikes and to the gym and all this other nonsense. But your daily exercise, I don't ask you any of that mad stuff. No. That's all you got to do, baby, and press it. So, hit the like button there now for me, and I would be that would be awesome, and that would be all your exercise. So, why it's going to be an awesome year for you guys is that, look at the crypto markets. If you're here, most of you guys have been on this page for, you know, some of you guys have been here for a couple of years, but some of you guys have been here for 6 months, or only a couple of months, but crypto markets are absolutely wrecked and crashed. This is, from my experience, okay, and it's not financial advice, but just from my experience and what's happened in my life in the past, that accumulating assets through a market like this is how you get rich and retire early. Those decisions are what allow me to sort of go for walks today instead of having to go for work on a Monday morning or whatever day that today is, Wednesday morning, okay, to accumulate in the bad times when no one's interested and everyone thinks it's over, okay, the crowd will be back. And that's why I say it's not a good year for me, and that's because, you know, my Bitcoin Matini as a business, it's not going to be as busy. Retail aren't going to be as interested. I'm not going to have as many customers this year. I'm used to bear markets. This is just the inevitability of how it is. But for you guys, for you, you've got a unique and amazing opportunity right now. And if you can understand what's in front of you, and understand that the whole idea of investing is to buy low and sell high, okay? But the irony is, most retail people are only interested in buying high and selling low. That's why they were all here in 2020 and 2021. And we might have had 150 people on the stream. Now we got 10. But you guys are going to make the difference in your life. So I'm proud of you. I wish you a really amazing year. Keep working. Do your due diligence. Understand Bitcoin first. Then understand some other stuff. There's huge opportunities this year.
And I'm excited for it. I hope you have all the health and all the happiness and you keep doing that daily exercise. I look forward to chatting to you soon, guys. I'm going to continue the little hike. Dinny out.